I'm Dr. Stephanie Munt.
And I'm Dr. Ellie Summers.
And this is Two Women Running Their Mouths, a podcast for women who run by women who run. Our 80-20 rule, 80% dishing, 20% running. All right, on today's first premiere episode.
World premiere.
Long awaited. We want to talk about a little bit more about who we are, why we started this podcast, and why you might enjoy listening.
Yeah, so settle in. Settle in, because we don't know what we're doing. And we feel very awkward and uncomfortable. And I think that we just need to break the ice with this first episode to get the ball rolling.
Yes. Yeah.
So we wanted to start off with, I think, our backstory on how Stephanie and I came to be working together and connecting together and all of that. So before we go there, though, let's start off with what we do. And yeah, let's start with what we do. What do you do, Stephanie?
I do a lot of things. It'll be interesting to see our growth over the next few episodes, I hope.
Yes, we're going to get less and less professional, I think.
Yeah, well, I'm a physical therapist and a running coach, and I have my own practice here in Scottsdale, Arizona, called Volante PT and Performance, and I work primarily with runners, helping them with injury management, and then along with that, coach runners. You know, with COVID, obviously it's been a little bit different, but typically helping them move from point A to point B, reaching race goals, and also just helping them learn healthy training, how to manage the ups and downs of running. And then also here in Scottsdale, I help coach a high school cross country team, and I'm an adjunct faculty at Grand Canyon University teaching anatomy one day a week. How about you, Ellie?
Yes. I mean, how am I supposed to follow that, Stephanie? Luckily, Steph and I do a lot of the similar things. I'm also a physical therapist and run coach in Seattle, Washington, and own a private practice, Sisu Sports Performance and Physical Therapy. And I also specialize and work with runners, primarily female runners, as does Stephanie, and work to coach them typically from injury back to performance, and then beyond. And just have a grand old time doing it.
Yeah, and I think we can get into this in another episode, but what's really cool, I think, about you and I working together is that we have such different backgrounds in the sport and different experiences. And I think our ability to speak to those differences is going to reach a lot of people. So I'm excited to touch on that, because you have a really cool background as well, you know, with working with the footy team and soccer, and getting into running later. So
talk about that. Yeah. I think, I mean, let's just like talk about it now. So I played soccer growing up. That was my primary sport. I played soccer in college and really didn't get into the run community until I became a physical therapist, and running was, you know, my, like, an easy way for me to get exercise and stay healthy and feel good. And I started coaching some runners after some injuries because they had asked me to, and sort of fell in love with the process of coaching and the potential to be, I'm going to say, on the front end of injury as best as possible, even though that's not always possible, trying to work to keep people healthy and keep them moving and going. Whereas you, Stephanie, you have the running background. So let's hear about it.
Yeah. So I started probably when I was 8 or 9, just jogging with my parents, and then kind of took off from there. Started running cross country in middle school and track, and then had the whole high school experience, was a state champion multiple times in high school, went to college on specifically to run on a scholarship, and then injuries started happening. So kind of took a step back for a few years, and then have been kind of running off and on, but always come back to it as kind of my primary love. And so it's been a huge, an uphill battle sometimes, but a huge learning experience over the past several years, just figuring out what works best for me, and then helping to manage that in other athletes as well, kind of along that spectrum from just beginning, but or having an experience like mine where they started off, really got into it, had some injuries, and are just trying to find that enjoyment of the sport again.
Yeah, the soul running. I've always considered myself more of a soul runner because I was never really competitive with running specifically, much to my competitive chagrin, I guess you could say. So I always had this like, I know I can be fast if I really just want it to be. But after being competitive in soccer for so long, I don't think I was like excited about the prospects of turning sport into more than just the love of it. So I think that's a perspective that you and I are going to bring this season. We're going to do a season.
I love it.
Here on this podcast where we talk about some of our experiences professionally, personally, how they've influenced us, and hopefully offer insights to folks on how to prove their experiences.
Right.
And ultimately, you know, I got into physical therapy because I got injured. I tore my ACL in high school playing soccer. And I think that's why a lot of people get into physical therapy in the first place, is from injury. And so we're trying to, you know, reduce the potential that people get injured, but also enrich their lives in the process. So, yeah.
That's a great statement. Reduce the potential for people to get injured, but also enrich their lives in the process. It's powerful.
Yeah. Powerful. We're just going to be full of powerful statements here.
Just wait. We don't know what we're doing.
I do think, though, I think it'll be pertinent for us to chat about how we came to be. I don't know. I would love to hear your perspective on this, because obviously, like, I have a perspective, but how did we come to be, Stephanie?
So the way that I remember, I've followed you for a while and really looked up to you, and being part of the Runner's Zone, I've seen your posts and stuff like that. But when we really started talking was after Chris Johnson organized a happy hour, Runner's Zone happy hour. And I think that was the first time that we kind of interacted on Zoom. And then you reached out to me and just asked if I wanted to chat separately. That was right after everything shut down. And I had just started my business, and it was kind of this like deer in headlights. And I don't know if you recognize that, but that was just really kind of you to reach out. And then we started talking on a regular basis and had some ideas.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, a pretty similar memory of what happened, I guess you could say. You know, for anyone out there who's running a business or just living and breathing in 2020, it's been a challenging year. Even though I think despite some of those challenges, this year has been a good year for me in the business sense, it's been a hard year in just like an organizational sense, in dealing with people's struggles and emotions behind it. And when COVID first started, I think for me, it was like, okay, I need to be connecting with like-minded women. And you just have a good presence. I don't know exactly what it is, but I think you have a very calming presence, and I was drawn to you and just the way you were putting yourself out there with your business, and the fact that you had happened to do that at just what I perceived to be a very difficult time. And so me reaching out to you was like connecting with a like-minded business owner for one, and two, potentially offering insight and being of value to you in your life and that experience, and hopefully elevating you throughout the challenges that came forward, and selfishly, admittedly, elevating myself in the process. Because when I got to know you, it was very clear that we just had a good vibe and connection. So it's only enriched my life in that capacity.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah, same for me. I'm forever grateful that you reached out and then we got that conversation going. And I feel the same, which is very, very comfortable. And even with, you know, having similar training philosophies and beliefs, I think there's still a healthy amount of challenge that I appreciate you know, and you've pushed me throughout the several months that I've known you. So I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Running a business is hard enough, and being a woman running a business is, I think, harder. Maybe that's just like, I want to carry that bias, so I have an excuse as to why it's so hard. But I do think that there are challenges that women face in the entrepreneurial space that make it more challenging for us. And one of which, at least that I perceive to be, is the lack of community amongst other women. And I think that a lot of women who have community have created it really well and intentionally. And I think that I'm going to say this, and I don't mean to be offensive or anything, but for a lot of men, it's just there. Whereas I feel like for women, there's a little bit more work that has to go into it. And I don't know if you've had that experience at all, but that's been my experience. And not that men don't have to work at that either, but it just sometimes feels like when you're in the online space, the first person that people tend to think about when they're highlighting leaders or things of that nature tend to be men. Mm-hmm. So I have this firm belief that I'm like, really want to support women business owners, just women in our field and profession, and try and elevate our voices as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I think it's hard for me to, I think, differentiate between, like you said, what's just challenging and what may be extra challenging. But I do think that the community, it can be harder to find. And I find myself, or I did initially, feeling like I was being compared, or feeling like I even was comparing myself to other women. And I don't know, men might deal with that as well. But I think really getting on that, I don't know if you want to call it getting on the train of, or just making sure we are supporting other women who are doing the same things as us, or similar things, and kind of forging their own way. And that's super important to avoid that comparison.
Yeah.
That can just kind of inundate us.
Totally. Totally. It's rampant. I mean, social media is about comparison.
Yeah.
What's this person doing? Oh, I should be doing that, I guess.
Yeah.
A podcast? Let's just do a podcast.
And I do have to say, I do have to give real quick while I'm thinking of it. A friend of mine mentioned at one point a few months ago, I think this might be when I brought it up, she was like, you know, you and Ellie should do something where it's not necessarily a podcast that people are like taking like notes and everything. It's just more of like a chill, laid back. So I have to give her credit, Sammy Perry, if you're listening, I have to give you some credit for getting this started.
Yes. Thank you, Sammy. Because truthfully, so part of like Steph and I connected, and then maybe a week or two later, a couple weeks later, I reached out to Steph to be like, hey, let's collaborate on writing I think it maybe was a 5K program initially, and then that turned into the 10K too. So Steph and I have a collaborative 5K, 10K program if you're looking for something. It's being sold on both of our websites. And that's like what got our relationship really kickstarted, because at that point, Steph and I then set up regular meetings with each other to chat about the program, to chat about business, to gripe about the challenges, and we became incredible friends. And we have this sort of standing meeting with the work that we do together, because now we're coaching together too, once a week, and we're like, hey, let's just turn this into a podcast and talk about the shit that we normally talk about anyway.
Yep, exactly. We're already chatting and solving the world's problems one at a time.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and some of the stuff that, you know, grinds our gears is very similar, especially in the running world. And that's some of the topics that we'll have planned for this season and chatting about. Some of the frustrations that we have in the world of sports and women in sports.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we could just a few, and we're open to recommendations too, but just to name a few, I think just the terminology used to tell women about their bodies, that's not empowering. Structural issues being blamed for injuries. These myths that refuse to die that keep inundating running culture. Yeah, just a lot of things that kind of come back to a lack of critical thinking, disempowering verbiage, just to name a few. So
yeah, the things that, you know, as physical therapists, the things we say have a very real impact on folks, not only in the short term, but in the long term. Yeah, so some of the things that Steph and I are both very passionate about are saying the right things. And I put air quotes behind that, and making sure that athletes understand that physical therapists, medical providers, coaches all have an influence on how you feel in your body, how you feel in your sport, and how you might feel in injury and in pain. So those are some things we want to tackle this season to hopefully help, I think, empower athletes and then have a moment to be able to express our frustrations about it as well.
Yeah, things that I hopefully people can relate to, but also then give the kind of some action steps. You know, it's not all
right.
It's not stuff we can't do something about, but exactly. It's important for us, especially as female athletes, to know and be able to filter through what may be true and what may not be true, so that we can make our own decisions.
Yeah, I think being able to have that filter at the ready at any point is really important. And I've fortunately worked with a lot of women in the coaching capacity that have such trust in me that when they go to the doctor, they're just like there to get, you know, results from, you know, a test, an image or something. And they kind of let what the doctor says try and pass through them. Because a lot of times it doesn't support their running goals. And that can be really problematic from a coaching perspective. And also, in my opinion, a physical therapy perspective, to be telling a runner that they shouldn't be running more than 25 miles a week when they want to be running marathons. Like, not sure that's going to work. So these are all things that we want to chat about this season and inform people on and express our opinions on.
Yes. And, you know, we'd like to challenge those two. As you mentioned at the beginning, you know, maybe this is a bias that I have that I am supporting. So we're totally open.
We need to, lean into our bias, Steph.
What did I just read? I think it was a Ben Cormack. I was going through some of his old stuff. And it was like, people don't want to hear your opinion. They want to hear their opinion coming out of your mouth. That kind of thing. I was like, yeah, that is true. But
well, we're here to validate people's experiences in the healthcare system.
If that sounds like something you're interested in, tune in. We'd love to get some more suggestions on topics after the first season, see how it goes. Anything else you want to touch on today?
No, I just want to, before we wrap it up, I want to acknowledge that this podcast is sponsored by Volante Performance and Physical Therapy and Sisu Sports Performance and Physical Therapy. And we are the sponsors. And if you want to sponsor this podcast, we are open and flexible to that.
100%. Yeah.
You can reach out to us via email at, I'll give my Ellie@sisuwolf.com, and I don't know your email off the top.
My business one is info@volantept.com. That's VolantePT.com. Or yeah. We're both on Instagram. I'm at Dr. Steph_VolantePT.
And I'm at the Sisu Wolf on Instagram. I also want to say that I think with some of our background and some of our story, I think it's important to note that these actionable steps in connecting with people are very, I'm not going to say easy to do, but pretty simple and easy. And I want to highlight for any woman out there who's listening, who isn't sure if you should reach out to somebody you admire, or if you're just needing some help or some mentorship, you know, send that email and just reach out. It makes a big difference to connect with people. And certainly you don't want to be abusing people's time, but for the most part, with genuine curiosity, you know, people want to listen and hear what's going on with you. So reach out.
Definitely. Yes. Especially, yeah. I mean, always important, but especially at this time when we tend to be a little bit more, you know, not, I don't want to say locked in, but some people might feel that way. We're just a little less, less social going on, a little bit more inside, especially in other parts of the world or the country. I know in Arizona right now, we're doing more outside because we can, but other parts of the country probably less able to get out, socialize, connect. So definitely important. Yeah.
Totally. We really appreciate any ears that listen to this today, and we really look forward to the content we have ahead. I think, you know, for me, it's being able to voice some of my voice and express myself in some of these frustrations and chat about how we can make things better for women in sport and women in running.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better.
Yeah. Cool.
All right. We'll see you guys on the next one.
Yeah. Until then.